Hi, and welcome to this UBP podcast. My name is Frederick Langenschall. I'm a senior investment specialist covering alternative investments at UBP. Today, I will give you an update on the UAccess alternative UCITS range, including assets under management, recent performance, positioning, and opportunity set for 2021. Let me start with an executive summary. The interest in our UAccess funds continues to increase thanks to their attractive risk-return profiles and diversification benefits. The platform has now reached close to $800 million under management, ranking it among the 10 largest alternative UCITS platforms in the industry. In a year characterized by high market volatility and uncertainty, our funds posted strong overall performance while showing agility and resiliency during the Q1 drawdown. This strong performance trend is continuing so far in 2021. We believe the market offers very compelling opportunities for all our funds in 2021. Their unique positioning should allow them to thrive in the coming months. Let me now give you an overview of the performance and positioning on each of the funds. UAccess Trend Macro had a performance of close to 11% in 2020, posting its best calendar year performance since inception in 2014. It did so with a limited level of risk while showing strong agility throughout the year. The main contribution came from credit in emerging markets, followed by rates and currencies. The fund's current main themes are reach for yield, with long position in emerging market credit with a bias towards oil producers, and global reflation, with long position in European inflation, short positions in euro and US dollar versus currencies with stronger fiscal positions. At UBP Alternative Investment Solutions, we have strong conviction in global macro strategies for 2021, in particular for those with an emerging market bias. UAccess Trend Macro is thus ideally positioned to deliver strong returns in the current environment. It is starting 2021 on a good note, being up 1.46% as of January 15th. It remains a strong diversifier for traditional assets. UAccess Cheney Arbitrage UCITS had a performance of 5.22% in 2020, finishing the year strongly, both on an absolute basis and relative to peers. In a year characterized by strong dislocation for the M&A strategy, the fund managed to swiftly turn its portfolio around, keeping its highest conviction and adding new attractive risk-reward investments like SPACs. The strongest contribution came from M&A, with SPACs playing a key role in Q4. M&A activity has accelerated recently and provides attractive opportunities for the fund going forward. The fund's M&A book has a yield to maturity of 8% in euro with a duration of 11 months. The fund is keeping the strong performance momentum in 2021, being up 3.95% as of January 19th. In the current low-rate environment, the fund is an attractive complement to a traditional fixed income. UAccess GCA Credit Long Short UCITS had a performance of close to 8% in 2020, which was a stellar year for the fund in many aspects. It posted a positive return in Q1 with only a 23 basis points negative return in March as the high yield market was suffering from wild dislocations. These results are a testimony to the firm's strong risk management and trading skills. It also benefited from the higher dispersion in markets thanks to its credit and sector picking skills, having positive contributions from both the long and the short book in 2020. This sentiment was shared by investors as the fund more than doubled its size in 2020. The fund started 2021 in a positive territory with close to 50 basis points positive return as of January 13th. And we strongly believe that the fund style is well suited to perform in the current environment. With credit spreads back to tight levels, it is a very attractive alternative or complement to traditional fixed income. UAccess Shannon River UCITS also had a strong year, being up 13% in 2020. The highlights were the fund's ability to perform in extremely difficult markets, being positive in Q1, while equity markets were down around 20%. After a period of macro-driven markets in Q3 and early Q4, which proved more challenging for the strategy, the fund was able to end the year strongly as fundamentals played a bigger role. It continues to show a very attractive asymmetry with strong upside-downside capture ratio. The fund's focus on small and mid-cap technology-related companies is, in our view, the right segment to invest, given the increased regulatory scrutiny over large-cap technology companies. The fund starts 2021 strongly as well, being up over 2% as of January 19th. It is a real diversifier or complement to long-only equities. UAccess Campbell Absolute Return UCITS had a good start, the fund being launched in June 2020, in a year that proved very difficult for quantitative strategies overall. After a challenging first few months, the fund was able to recover as the year came to a close. Trend following was a strong positive contributor, while short-term, quantitative macro and quant equity were negative. We are convinced that the fund's approach of combining four complementary strategies is the best way to invest for a quantitative fund. The firm's long and successful history, strong investment team, and innovation-driven approach make our UAccess Campbell Absolute Return UCITS a unique proposition as diversifier to traditional assets. The funds aim to deliver uncorrelated returns with a target volatility of 9. It started 2021 in positive territory as well, being up 60 basis points as of January 19th. For more information, please visit ubp.com or contact us.